ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this.
The Bay Area's award-winning favorite quiz show tonight with author Jerry Nachman, music critic from the San Francisco Chronicle, Josh Cosman, and your host and moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Wait a minute. Is it now it's up to me? Okay, thank you.
It is up to you.
Okay. And welcome, everybody, to the end of the year, Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a very pleasant holiday and not too tired. You can join us over the course of the next hour for our show, which, after all, as I've said before and we'll say again, is nothing without you, because we are an audience participation quiz program. So we hope you will take the time to call and participate. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. One of our lines is lit up. What do you, anybody want to take a bet on? It's Gareth from Union City. It might not be, but I think the odds are good.
I think that's a
yeah.
bet.
Take that bet? Okay. No odds given. And again, that number is 415-841-4134. It's a great time to call in since some of our lines are open. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter. That's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. And you can hear our show online, of course, anywhere in the world that has a computer access at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like the podcast of this show, it should be available afterwards, along with some of our older shows at kalw.org. We will be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So, again, that number is 415-841-4134. We're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. Here is the first. In a week of resolutions and recaps, Jerry Nachman resolves not to recap the year with a 10-best list. He will spend tomorrow eve painting the town in his usual flamboyant style, a glass of non-alcoholic eggnog light, a roaring fire, and a black-and-white 40s movie, preferably starring Edward G. Robinson or Barbara Stanwyck. How can you paint the town with a roaring fire?
Well, here it is, December 30th, and Joshua Cosman is already writing 2013 on all of his checks.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is going to spend tomorrow night watching the ball drop at home with an intimate crowd of two.
All right, that is us, and we begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, who is the first vocalist to overdub her own voice, and what was the song title, and what was the reason for overdubbing?
You mean
something beyond artistic reason?
For a movie? Is it for a movie?
No. No, okay. a recording.
We could just read the whole thing once more.
Okay, who was the first vocalist to overdub her own voice, and what was the song title, and what was the reason for her overdubbing?
It was the Andrews sister, wasn't it?
No.
She did all three parts?
No.
Is it? Well, I mean, I was sort of thinking along the same lines. Is it somebody who wanted to sing with themselves, like in a duet?
Not necessarily.
So this is before, what's his name, Dave Bedrosian and Alvin and the Chipmunks and whatnot?
It was right around that time, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
60s?
I think they were afterwards. Right. They were later. No, I think this was 50s.
Is this a big hit song or something like that, maybe? Or are you just looking
song,
for
it? Yeah, it was kind of a hit in its day. Yeah, it's not remembered now at all.
Oh, what's it? Okay, wait a minute. Is it something from Pajama Game?
No. Hey there? No.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because there's that thing and noise.
No, that's that. No, no.
Right.
I think it's before that.
I got nothing.
Before Pajama Game. Okay.
Very famous singer.
Is it? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Still famous today? In other words, well-known today?
Yeah.
Doris Day?
No.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Gareth from Union City?
Yeah, see, I win.
Give yourself a bell.
Yeah. All right. What's up, Gareth?
I got a couple of slight corrections. Who was the first Oscar winner to play Santa Claus?
Yes.
I thought I said Arcadia. He actually played Santa Claus three times.
Well, I know he played on the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it was an episode called Night of the Naked. He was also playing. Was that TV movie you played him in?
The Night They Saved Christmas or something of that.
I would say, but he also played, I'm not sure Jerry would know this, but he also played Santa Claus a third time on a certain variety show.
That's not a correction. This is an addition, right?
Yeah.
It's an addition.
On a variety show where he was just a guest?
It was actually a special presentation that took over the whole show.
So was it one of the Jackie Gleason specials that he did and that Art Carney was on?
No, it's I'll give you a clue. It's something to do with that book that Jerry wrote.
Something about the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yes.
Ooh. So I'm not sure what I'm answering.
He played Santa Claus on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, he did. Oh,
yeah.
Oh. You mean as a stand-up thing or something?
No, it was a whole special.
Oh, for the whole special. Oh, okay. I didn't know about that. Okay, thanks.
You know what it was?
No,
I don't.
It was the night they kidnapped Santa Claus with the Muppets.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
And this was on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Yeah, it was on Christmas 1970.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was on the cover of TV Guide.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Thanks. Good.
Here's a couple of questions. Here's one for Josh. Who was the first film composer to own the rights to his music? Overall,
the first film composer to own the rights to his music.
Yeah.
So, A, I have no idea, and B, I'm going to guess Bernard Herrmann.
No, I'll give you a clue. It's a classical composer. He worked mostly for one studio.
Hmm.
How about Franz Waxman?
No, but he did work at the same studio as Waxman. Yes.
Nicholas Rosa?
Miklos Rosa.
No. Nicholas Rosa.
No.
He only worked for one studio mostly.
Eric Korngold. Korngold.
Yes.
Korngold. Yeah?
Yes. Gary Filmabell.
Okay.
Good. Great.
Good. Let's see. Thanks. Here's my second question. You remember John Hall?
Remember who?
You remember John Hall, the actor?
John Hall, yes. Yes.
I don't.
He became, although he was better known as an actor, he also was an inventor. He went on to invent a widescreen camera lens that was used in an Oscar-winning film adaptation of a Broadway play. What was the play and what did it win Oscars for?
Oh boy!
Oh, was it Oklahoma or Carousel?
No, it was a black and white movie. It was in the 60s.
Okay, and it had a special. But it had nothing to do with being like a widescreen movie.
No, it was not. I'll give you a clue. It was a movie known for its profanity.
60s movie known for its. I don't know. Putney Swope.
No. We're a husband and wife acting team.
A husband and wife acting team.
Oh, well, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Yeah, Jerry Silverbell.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we invented the lens that Hacksaw Wexler used in the film.
Oh, interesting.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
And Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. I have a list here of 12 best picture winners. We're going to try and name. I'll give you guys a couple shots each. Take two or three each. These are all the Oscar-winning best pictures that have anything in their titles other than letters and spaces.
What do you mean, like numbers?
Well, any numbers, punctuation, anything else?
Read that one more time.
I got all the best picture winners that have whose titles consist of anything other than letters and spaces.
You mean with letters and spaces?
There's letters and spaces, but
and
then
something
there's
12, else.
So have something else.
So a comma. Could
okay,
be?
For example, if Goodbye, Mr. Chips had won the Best Picture Oscar, which it didn't, would be on the list.
A comma would count.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, there must be a lot of them. Though.
Well, there are 12. That's what I said at the
okay.
beginning.
Okay, all right.
And that's why I said you could take a couple, pick off a couple each and leave the rest for the listeners.
Well,
yeah, you thought
Hello Dolly has a comma and an exclamation point.
Right, so if it had won the Best Picture Oscar, it would.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Stay focused.
Okay. All right, I have to think. I have to
yeah, see, you thought
mind.
It was so. You thought it was laughably
no,
easy.
No,
but
no,
you
no. I just didn't get it.
I just have to run through
it. No, it's a very good question.
All right, all right.
Especially since there are only 12.
You think about it and come back to me.
Butterfield 8, that didn't win anything, did it?
No.
That didn't.
No.
I think she won, but Elizabeth Taylor won an Oscar for that. But the movie didn't win.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And why don't you read that once more?
I'm looking for the 12 Best Picture Oscar winners that have anything in their titles other than letters and spaces.
Gentlemen's Agreement?
Gentlemen's Agreement is one.
Okay, that has an apostrophe.
Apostrophe.
Gee, there are only 12, huh?
That's
amazing.
Yeah. Most of them are apostrophes.
Oliver.
Oliver has an exclamation point.
That's what gave me...
Exclamation point on Oliver.
That's what gave me the idea for the question.
All right.
Oh.
All right, there's my bell.
Okay. So we got gentleman's agreement, we got Oliver exclamation point, there are 10 more.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Marky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good, thank you.
And you can't take it with you.
Right. Very good.
Which an apostrophe in there. And Jerry, your question.
Yeah.
Is it Mary Ford?
No, that's a very good guess.
Oh, that is a good guess.
No.
Vaya con Dios.
No.
How about Patty Page?
Patty Page is correct.
The Singing Rage.
Yeah. Now, would you have any idea what the song was and why did she decide to overdub her voice?
We love.
Well, I'm thinking Tennessee Waltz.
No, not Tennessee Waltz. Not as well known as that.
Then I'm out.
Okay.
All right.
But it is Patty Page.
Patty Page is right. Okay. Oh. If anyone knows the title or the reason that she decided to overdub herself.
Well, she probably just wanted a sort of chorus effect.
It was not an artistic reason for her vocalist.
Did the other singer not show up? Was it something like that?
That's partly the answer, but not quite.
The other singer was not had laryngitis or was not up to doing the job or something of that kind?
No.
All right.
But you're dancing around it.
Okay.
Okay. It's a very interesting reason. Okay.
But otherwise, we're done.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye. Happy New Year, all.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Jerry, maybe you'll enjoy this question. Nikola Jovanovich won a naming contest to name a new candy bar by using his nickname. What was the candy bar? Or what is the candy bar since it exists today?
It's a classic candy bar?
It is indeed a classic candy bar.
And what's the guy's name again?
It has no relation to this person's real name.
I'll give it to you if you want. Okay.
Nikola Jovanovich.
And he named a candy bar.
The candy bar, he entered a contest to name the candy bar when it was new.
Okay.
And what they chose was his nickname.
Oh.
So what was...
But his nickname had nothing to do with his real...
What'd you say?
Butterfingers.
You're right.
Ah,
Butterfingers.
I was going to say O'Henry.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good. Yes, okay. Butterfingers. Okay.
Excellent.
All right. What famous dessert food product had a long-time slogan that used a double negative?
A dessert food.
Yes.
Ready Whip. Don't let your desserts go out undressed.
Is that true?
Yes. Ready Whips makes them taste their best.
Is that right?
This is a dessert. No, this is not.
I'm not making this up.
That's to put on top of a dessert.
Not really a dessert product.
Well, I think he gets a half a bell.
I'll give you a bell for that.
Absolutely.
But it's not.
Right.
It's,
okay.
The fact that you
I'm looking
knew
for
that.
A real. I'm looking for something like an all-in-one dessert, though.
Okay. Like Jell-O or something.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And the slogan was. Not half bad or something like that.
Yeah, well, you know, it uses a double negative.
Could have been worse.
Yeah.
It was a very popular slogan.
Used it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long, long time. So what famous dessert food product, and it's an all-in-one dessert, in other words, you don't have to put anything on this if you don't want to.
Uh-huh.
It's a slogan that contains a double negative.
Mm. Okay.
All right, now, other questions since you asked my first one. I can't remember where I got this, but it's some site. What popular store in the United States is the favorite for last minute Christmas shopping? What store in the United States is the favorite for last minute Christmas shopping?
Walgreens.
You're right.
They never close.
When you care enough to spend 5 minutes.
Yeah, if you're really pressed, you go to Walgreens. Yeah. Desperation
right.
Move.
Okay, so very good. So, what famous dessert food product, very famous in the United States, had a longtime slogan that contains a double negative? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi, David.
Hi, I had an answer perhaps to one of the 12 movies.
Mm-hmm.
Would one of them be Ocean's 11?
No,
it wasn't an Oscar
for Best Picture.
Okay. Then for Jerry's question, I almost thought it was Rosemary Clooney and Peggy Lee, because on the original soundtrack, because Clooney was with Columbia and Crosby was with Decca, they had to record the album for Decca with what other artists singing the parts that Clooney sang in White Christmas.
This came up, I don't know if you listened to last week's show, I guess you didn't, because...
Oh, maybe I didn't. I wasn't here for that.
It was asked last week by, I think Lori Fisher asked that.
Oh.
And it was Peggy Lee.
Absolutely.
Who sang on the cast album. Yeah.
Right. Well, that just shows you can't miss a show.
No, you can't miss a show.
Thank you.
Required listening.
Thanks, David. All right, you too. And Jerry Churchill.
Let me just go back to your 12 movies. Schindler's List.
Yeah. Schindler's List is
Schindler's
one.
Schindler's List, yep. Yeah.
You found the apostrophe.
Okay.
Good.
My turn? Okay.
Yes.
All righty. In what direction are monarchs traditionally shown facing on British coins?
Facing left, I think, aren't they?
Facing right.
You're both right. But that's not the whole answer.
Is it the women?
Oh.
Do the women face one way and the men face another?
No.
You're both right.
So there's some
more complicated. Than that, yeah.
Is it are the denominations of coins they face
one way
and a lower
doesn't
denomination?
Depend on which coin it was. No.
Oh, yeah, wait. No, Elizabeth is shown facing right. It's as if they're alive or dead. Alive, they're facing right.
No, that's a good theory.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Let's see who knows.
I want you to read the question.
In what direction are British monarchs shown, traditionally shown, facing on British coins?
All right.
And the answer is left or right, but that's not
and
the whole
why.
Answer.
And why? But you want
and
to
why? I want the why. Exactly. Right. Yep. Yes, exactly.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. It's Sherry and Stephen in Berkeley.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
So I don't know the reason, but I was guessing the Patti Page tune was Allegheny Moon.
No, good guess. That's a better title. Now that I think about it, this title is not that well known. So the more interesting part of it is why she overdubbed herself.
Oh, looking forward to the answer. Thanks again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye. And Josh, your turn.
Okay. As you know, Senator Daniel Akaka of Hawaii will be retiring at the end of this year from the Senate. He's been in there for more than a decade. He's been always number one in the roll calls, which go alphabetically. Who's going to succeed him as the first senator to weigh in on roll call votes starting in the new
this
session?
It's a well-known name, I take it.
There's 100 senators. They're all well-known.
Yeah, right.
Well, not all.
Is this somebody who is presently in the Senate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the senior senator from Kentucky?
No, it has to be just by letter.
Mitch McConnell. No, it's alphabetical.
Oh, you're right. I was just testing you because you say everybody knows.
Oh, Mitch
knows
McConnell.
All
he's the Senate Majority Leader.
Very good. Okay. All right. I picked the wrong one.
No, he's the Minority Leader.
You're right. He's the Minority Leader.
He'd like
who's
to be
next?
The Majority Leader.
Who's next? Oh, gee. Oh, gosh.
No.
This is for Dana.
Scott Brown is leaving, so...
Yeah. No, I have to be with a... I have to be an A. An
Barbara
A.
Boxer is already before Scott Brown.
Yeah, that's true.
I have to be an A person.
Not necessarily.
I think so.
His
name, the person is trying to ACC or AC.
Could you do this? Is this person east or west of the Mississippi, statewide?
East of the Mississippi.
All right. Okay. This requires a great deal of thought.
Go through your role, Jack.
Yeah, I have to think about this. I know a lot of members of the Senate, but I don't know if I know them all. Okay. All right.
This is a well-known senator. This is known not just to sort of politics geeks.
I'm going back to the movie titles.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
That wasn't
Did not win.
Oh, didn't win. Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Mm.
All right.
All right.
Mm. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Daniel from Daly City.
Hi, Daniel.
I think I have the answer to your dessert with the double negative slogan.
Yes.
I think it's nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
That's right.
Very good.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Excellent.
Very good.
Nicely done.
Good question, Dan.
Good job.
Good answer. Yeah.
All right. Well, Happy New Year, guys.
Thank you. You too. Yes, Sara Lee is... I think they used that for at least 20 years. Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll bet that was it. Whoever came up with it had a fight for that, I'll bet.
I don't know. Maybe it made it more memorable in terms
of It did, but at the time, they said, I don't know, that's too negative.
Okay, so these are the top... the 10 top New Year's resolutions in the United States. For 2000, going into 2013, 2012, they've done an extensive poll. These are the 10 top New Year's resolutions in the United
States. Lose weight has to be number
one. Lose weight is number one. There you go.
Yeah.
And?
Stop watching Honey Boo Boo. No.
You want another guess?
Exercise more.
Well, that kind of goes with lose weight.
Lose weight is one. And I would say, let me think. No, that's so obvious. I don't know what the other nine are. lose weight and exercise and
clean out the basement.
Find a new job.
Mm.
Look for a new job. Quit my job. Tell my boss to go. Nothing job related.
Nothing. Nothing specifically job related.
All right.
All right. These are, again, this is a national poll done. These are will be the top 10 New Year's resolutions in the United States. Number one, of course, as it always is lose weight. What are the other nine? And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m., our last Sunday of 2012. And we hope you'll join us again in the new year. You're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, the classical music columnist Joshua Cosman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Are people still giving up smoking for New Year's?
They are. Very good.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. See, Josh doesn't smoke, so he doesn't think about that.
I'll tell you, I was doing a crossword puzzle yesterday. It said, and the clue was, once standard piece of equipment in cars, and I couldn't think of it, was ashtrays. I'd forgotten all about ashtrays used to. Well, they still are there because you need them to power them, you know, but... Yeah, cars used to come with ashtrays, and I had completely forgotten that. Thomas, I'm sorry I interrupted. Carry on.
Oh, no, that's all right. I thought that was a great piece of information. So I didn't hear Jerry's first thing about the Oscar winners with the spaces and letters.
No, that was Josh. That was Josh.
I'm looking for the Oscar winners, the Oscar-winning movies that have anything in their titles other than letters and spaces. So,
okay. I have about five.
Go. Bring them.
Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur is right.
Oh, good.
Mrs. Miniver.
Right.
All the King's Men.
Yes.
Oh.
Around the World in 80 Days.
Mm-hmm.
The Godfather Part 2.
No. Part II.
Well, what is the punctuation in Around the World in 80 Days?
It's not punctuation, but it's 80. It's 80. It's 80. Okay. Godfather's Part 2 is spelled with two capital I's. I left that off the list.
It's got an apostrophe. I mean, it's got a comma between The Godfather and Part 2. Ooh.
Does it really? Mm. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Then
I
sit corrected. Thank you for that. So then there are 13.
And so Kramer versus Kramer?
Exactly.
Oh, that's
so.
A good one. Yeah.
I'm through.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Very good.
So I got. He left me with only three.
Oh. All right.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, is that me?
It is you.
I'm just trying to cross off my list the movie guesses because I had a bunch of those.
Well, tell us again, and we can give you bells.
Okay. Well, I had Kramer. My friend and I came up with Kramer versus Kramer.
Good.
Mrs. Miniver.
Mm-hmm.
Ben-Hur.
Mm-hmm.
The King's Speech.
That's a new one. Oh, Thomas didn't get that. Good.
And was Godfather Part Two?
We were just discussing that because I had left it off the list because the two is not a numeral two. It's II. But Thomas pointed out that after Godfather, there's either a comma or a colon. So I'm looking that up as we speak. But we're going to giving provisional bells on that in any case.
Okay. What about Around the World in 80 Days?
Did yes, you hear that too? That's good.
So, I could hear it in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ben-Hur.
Right, very good, with a hyphen.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Well done, you. Exactly so. Lord of the Rings, : Return of the King. I have meanwhile pulled out Wikipedia on my phone here, and it says it's The Godfather Part II with no comma and no colon.
Oh.
So I was right to leave that off. We got one left.
And this is Susan, and my friend is Denise, and it was mostly her that came up with them.
Well, congratulations,
thank you. Thank you,
both
Denise.
Of you.
Thank you, Susan.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
So I got one left.
All right. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. What American literary classic was originally going to be called The Pathetic Family? I want to give you one or two guesses because...
Sounds like it might be Catcher in the Rye.
No.
That's
the Glass Family, I think.
Yeah.
Better.
How old are we talking about, Jerry?
I don't want to tell you that.
Well, can you just say if it's 20th century or not? You can tell us that.
No.
Okay.
The Pathetic Family.
Well, there's a limited amount of...
Couldn't be Little Women, could it?
It could be. No.
Oh, very good.
Very good, very good.
The March Family.
Okay. Okay, let me give you another quickie here.
All right.
What are the top three forged autographs in order, and also the top four forged sports autographs?
That's a very good question.
Is it?
That's a very good question.
Oh, thank you.
I wish I had... Ask that.
Oh, you've never said that to me.
I've never,
before.
Yeah.
In 20
yeah.
years.
Forged autographs. Okay, so I'm sorry, you want the top three
forged autographs, and then on the top four forged, there's different categories, top four forged sports autographs.
Is Picasso one?
No.
One of the sports ones surely has to be Joe DiMaggio.
No, it is not. Interesting.
No? Okay. No.
Is Babe Ruth one of the top?
Yeah, number one.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Are the three non-sports ones, are they all Americans?
I don't know if I can tell you that.
You don't know, or you just don't want to tell
I know,
me?
But I'm not going to tell you.
All right. Is Abraham Lincoln one?
No.
Because he signed a baseball mine next to Babe Ruth. So. Okay. Why don't you go over the whole thing once more?
What are the top three forged autographs? I said in order, but if you just get them at all, that's fine. And second category, the top four forged sports autographs. And Josh got Babe Ruth.
Dana got Babe Ruth.
Dana got Babe Ruth, number one.
So, okay.
So I'm looking for three more sports autographs and
you said
three.
You said DiMaggio. I others. Said Ruth.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah. Ted Williams?
No.
Who else would it? I mean, it was, yeah. Wouldn't be somebody who was still alive, would it? Are any of these people still alive, Jerry?
Two of them are.
Oh, okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds.
Wait a minute. No more than that.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Three of them are. I'm sorry.
Hi, it's Peter in Lynn Park.
Hey, Peter.
I think that everyone's got the movie titles that I had in mind on my list, but I'm not sure I heard Schindler's List.
Jerry got Schindler's List.
Okay. Then I don't have the last one, I'm afraid.
Okay.
But I do have a question.
Yes.
We're almost in January. What is the origin of the name January, and why is it appropriate?
Well, it's named after Janus, who faced both ways.
Yeah.
So first two-faced man.
Yeah, looks forward to the
new
year.
Looks forward and back.
Back,
yes.
Yeah.
Perfect, yes, exactly.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
God bless.
And Josh, it's your turn.
It's kind of like my British coin.
I was wondering that.
Yeah.
Let's see. So the Anglican Cathedral in the town of Lincoln, England, was completed in the early 1300s. It was at the time the tallest man-made structure in the world. And it took over from a structure that had held the previous record for 3,800 years. What was it?
It was the Great Pyramid.
Yeah. Oh. All right, that was an easy one. I was trying to lull you into a false sense of security. Tell me about this. Stephen Sondheim has won many, many Tonys and Oscars and Tonys and Grammys and Laurence Olivier Awards, but only one Pulitzer and only one Oscar. What did he win for?
Sunday in the Park.
Which?
For the Pulitzer.
Yeah.
And what was the second part?
The Oscar. What did he win an Oscar for?
Oh, he did the music for Reds.
No.
No. Dick Tracy.
There you go. Dick Tracy. What did he do? What was the Oscar?
He did do the music for Reds, didn't he?
It's not for...
He might have.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not sure.
That sounds hard to... I believe you. But the Oscar for... Yeah, it was best song for...
Yeah.
Do you know the song?
Oh.
Someone Madonna sang.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, it's a good song.
It is a good song. Mm.
Not really.
Are there bad...
Josh says it's a good song.
Are there
song.
Bad Stephen songs?
It's a yeah, good I'm song. Sure there are. Well, there are a few.
I don't know. Yeah. All right. Okay. It's all. I always get my man.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And we are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry?
Okay, in what direction are are monarchs traditionally shown facing on British coins?
Well, we sort of established the direction part.
Left and right, but right. Why?
Okay.
Why? Yeah, okay. Okay, what are the top three forged autographs, and what are the top four, what are the top three forged sports autographs? Well, four, but Danny got Babe Ruth. And who was the first vocalist to overdub her own voice? Somebody got that. Patti Page. Can you think of the song and the reason for the overdubbing, which did not have to do with any artistic... There's no artistic reason for it.
Okay.
It's an outside reason.
Josh.
So I had the 12 best picture winners that had anything in their titles other than letters and spaces, like punctuation and so forth. 11 of them have been gotten. I'm looking for one last one that has some punctuation.
Why don't you name the ones that have been gotten already?
Sure.
So we don't have
the ones that have been gotten are You Can't Take It With You, with the apostrophe, Mrs. Miniver, Gentleman's Agreement, All the King's Men, Around the World in 80 Days, Ben-Her, Oliver! Exclamation point, Kramer versus Kramer, Schindler's List, Lord of the Rings, : Return of the King, The King's Speech.
So you asked those you gave those answers in chronological order, so the last one must be just in the last couple of years?
No.
The King's Speech is in the last couple of years.
The King,
yeah.
I gave them in the order, skipping over the one that hadn't been gotten.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was some strange logic. Also, I'm looking to hear who is going to succeed Daniel Akaka of Hawaii in the Senate as the person who speaks first in alphabetical roll calls.
Oh. Is he a new senator, would you say, or an older?
Is it a he? Did I say
he or she?
Oh, okay.
He or she. Excuse me.
There are 20 now. Or...
Yeah, okay. He or she, yeah. I'm sorry, is a fairly recently elected senator.
No, this is someone who's been in the Senate for quite a while. Oh, I don't know exactly how long, but for that a good several terms.
Okay. Senator Aiken is not around anymore, is he?
No, not anymore.
He was never in the Senate.
Oh.
Yeah, Conrad Aiken. Or no, that's not. No, there was a Senator Aiken from New
Aiken.
Hampshire.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about
not Conrad.
Troy Aiken. Tom Aker. Thomas? I don't know.
I don't remember.
All right. Anyway, that's all I got.
Okay, yes. And I have the top, according to a poll done, these are the top 10 New Year's resolutions in the United States. So far we have lose weight and quit smoking. What are the others? Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Lynn from Berkeley, and I'm kind of sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. But I was wondering if the movie title is Marty.
No.
Has no
punctuation in that title. It's just M and A and an R and a T.
It actually has quotation marks around the name.
It does?
Yeah, I have the movie at home.
Really? Well, a lot of movies do have quotation marks from that era or before.
Oh, okay.
All the movies kind of do when they show.
Hmm.
I've seen them on screen.
Well,
okay.
Huh.
Interesting.
But that's a good guess.
We'll give you a bell for
that. Give him a bell.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess that's correct.
Yeah.
And then I also was wondering one of the Ford signatures, Fernando Valenzuela.
No, no.
And then one of the resolutions, exercise more.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Very good.
Thank you. Great show.
Thank you.
Get well.
Get well, yes.
Now, I said exercise and you didn't accept it.
Well,
I
said that was you said it was one of the...
Yeah.
I gave her, it says stay fit, so that'll
okay.
take it.
All right.
Is well, one of them stop drinking?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Once you've lost weight and quit smoking, why should you stop drinking, I guess.
How many are there?
There are seven left. There are 10 in total, but seven left.
Okay.
And let's see, this is a weird shot, but is Button Gwinnett one of the autographs?
No.
Well, that's the most obscure autograph, one of the most obscure famous autographs in the United States.
I'm surprised. Well, yeah, it's obscure.
He's a signer of the Declaration of Independence.
Certainly had the best name, though.
And I think there are only two or three.
Was Button his real name?
Yeah.
Lord Button?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right.
Button, come in here for dinner.
Button, yes. Okay, according to superstition, what three foods should you avoid eating on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day because they will bring you bad luck?
Oh, jeez.
According to, this is a fairly well-known superstition, although maybe not, hasn't reached this panel
not
yet.
Not to us.
what three foods should you avoid eating on New Year's because they will bring you bad luck in the coming year?
Are they well-known foods?
They're very well-known, yeah. Three extremely well-known. And it's not a, I mean, these are you know, creature-related foods. In other words, they're not macaroni and cheese or something like that.
Hmm. Well, for me, it would be mushrooms, bell peppers, and... And anchovies.
No,
none of those.
And there's a you know interesting specific reason.
Oh, there are reasons.
Yeah, very much so. So, according to superstition and tradition, I guess, what three foods should you avoid eating on New Year's because they will bring you bad luck in the coming year?
How about
year?
Garlic?
No, no. These are, as I said, these are creature-related foods.
Oh, you mean they come from creatures?
Yes.
Like a steak.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like a steak.
Okay.
Put that cell phone down. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Oh, hi, Greg.
I have a couple of guesses. For the forged signatures, would one be Elvis Presley?
It would be.
Oh, very good.
Number one, in fact.
Because I actually have seen a couple of forged Elvis' signatures.
Yeah.
And then for the New Year's resolutions, how about like saving more money or something financial?
Not spending as
much.
Let's
see. Can I use that?
Or budgeting better, something like that?
Okay, I'll give that to you. It's spend less.
Oh, yeah. That's
all right.
Okay. And then how about getting like catching up on your sleep?
No.
No.
Nice try, though.
Nobody cares.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yes, Ed, how are you?
Good.
Pretty good, since it is still, you know, Christmas time. I'd like to give you four names from the Bible and tell me what they mean. I gave you that before, but it is interesting. Peter.
Peter is a rock.
Okay, very good. How about Thomas?
Thelma?
Thomas. I like that.
Not
I don't remember
well,
that
it
name.
Actually is Thoma in the Middle East, but here we call it Thomas.
Yes.
Thomas.
Yes, Thomas.
Hmm.
Pretty obvious.
Don't know.
No.
Does it have something to do with cutting, like Adam?
No.
No?
I'll give you the answer because time is short. It means twins.
Oh.
Twins. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about David? David's the audience. How about Daniel?
Daniel means God is my judge.
Very good. That is excellent.
That really
never have. Okay,
wow.
Last one. How about Deborah?
Deborah means a bee, a bumblebee.
Honeybee.
Honeybee, oh. Honeybee, yes.
Gosh. Good.
Okay, so the other question is, this biblical man, he had a wife named Asenath. Do you know which biblical man we're talking about?
Say the name again.
Asenath, A-S-E-N-A-T-H.
Yes.
Don't know the
that
gentleman.
That is Potiphar.
Who?
Potiphar or Potiphar. No, I'm sorry, I take it back. It's Joseph's wife, who's
very
the
good.
Daughter of Pharaoh.
What was the name of his first son?
His first son was Manasseh, and his second son was Ephraim.
Very good.
Very good.
You're good.
Good.
Okay. One last question.
There was probably an opera about that.
I did a lot of years in Hebrew school.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay, the last question.
Uh-huh.
The most toxic carrying spider in the U.S., is the toxin in this spider is more potent than any other spider.
Not a tarantula, huh? Hmm? Not a tarantula?
No, tarantula have very mild, mild, very mild, actually.
So could it be one of these cases where, although it has very toxic venom, it is in such a small amount that people do not die from it?
Well, that is the case, but not because a small amount. It's because something else.
So it could be like a daddy, like a daddy long legs or something like that.
Well, that's it. That's the answer. That's exactly it. It has very, very short fangs.
Wow. Is that, I didn't know that was a spider.
Very short fangs. You know why? Because it's so fragile. The poor thing is so fragile. So if it bites the insect, the insects have to die very quickly. Otherwise, the spider will be will get destroyed in the process of eating.
I didn't know that was considered a spider. Isn't that in a grasshopper family?
No, long dead leg is a spider. True
it
spider.
Is. Okay.
All right. It is true spider. Okay.
All
right.
Thank you
very
much. Thanks, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And let's see. Yes, so I just Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay.
So he rips off the pages from his calendar.
Just don't give away my trade secrets here. Come
Jerry,
on.
You were never a Boy Scout? Didn't I teach you to be prepared?
Okay. Who founded and led and I have to recuse you, Dana, from this.
No, go ahead.
Who founded and led Hollywood's original Rat Pack?
Original Rat
Founded
Pack.
It? I mean, before like they had the charter?
Before the Sinatra version. Yeah, it was actually known originally as the Holmby Hills Rat Pack.
Did it morph into the Rat Pack we know now, or it was just completely separate, unrelated?
It kind of splintered off. Sinatra was a member of it.
And there was Rat Pack Schism?
And then when the leader died, Sinatra sort of took it over and recast it with Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, and Peter Lawson.
You know this. I can see this in your eyes. I'm going to guess, because he always is good for a guess, Alan Hale Sr.
No. Better known than that.
Yeah.
No one's better known than Alan Hale Sr.
Alan Hale Jr.
No, come on.
Well, you know, I asked that question.
Yes, but Alan Hale Sr. was already cool even before you asked about him. Yeah. But I don't know the answer.
They were big drinkers. That's of course like the second Rat Pack.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Okay.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bill in Alameda.
Hi, Bill.
I think I have the answer to the British coinage question.
Yes, sir.
Elizabeth II faces right. Her father, who preceded her, faced left. And whoever succeeds Elizabeth II will also face left. They alternate with monarchs.
They alternate. That's exactly
wow.
right. Very good.
Great answer.
The one exception occurred during the brief 1936 reign of Edward VIII.
That's right.
Yeah, very good. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
This is Bart in San Francisco.
Hi, Bart.
I'm not sure if I've got the question right. Something about Patti Page's voice being overdubbed.
Right. Why was it overdubbed, if you know the name of the song?
Well, the song, my guess is Old Cape Cod.
No?
No.
This is less known than all the guesses so far, so...
Okay.
But why did she overdub her voice? It was a kind of a interesting reason.
Well, I don't. The obvious answer would be to create harmony with three facsimiles of her voice.
No, it wasn't an artistic reason. It was another reason.
Okay, well, I don't know that.
Okay,
that. So
yeah, it's pretty obscure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hi, yes. Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Ajit from Los Gatos. I think I may have an answer to your question about the movie titles,
mm-hmm.
the punctuation in the name.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Gulliver's Travels?
No, Gulliver's Travels didn't win an Oscar for Best Picture.
It has to be a film that won Best for
We're
Best
looking
Picture.
Just Best Picture winners.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Is that it? Well, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Hi, Happy New Year. I have a few answers. Is it Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, the picture?
Did not win Best Picture.
Okay. And then for Patty Page, is it We Are Siamese, If You Please, in order to be the two cats?
Did she sing that?
Yeah. I think she might have.
Okay, no, that's not the answer. That I like remembering
it
anyway. I
Patty Page up with that other Patty.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
right.
One other question. Let's see. What
are We Are Siamese.
Oh, God, there was some. Oh, then, oh, and the resolutions.
Yes.
I actually hope I'm wrong on this, but does it have something to do with, like, going to church more?
No.
Okay.
that's a relief,
oh,
huh?
No bells tonight.
Your wishes come true, yes.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
Too.
Bye-bye. And let's see. Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. This is a question that was sent to me earlier today by my friend Ken in Brooklyn to use on the show, because we are nothing without our friends. What group has four members whose original names could be translated as follows: Chaser, Ambusher, Fickle, and Stupid? Those are the names of the original members of what group?
You mean that their last names?
No.
Their nicknames.
Their names.
I'm sorry, is this a musical group?
No.
Chaser,
no.
Give that
a group of, it's a group, it's a set of four things or items or people or characters. Or,
oh, not necessarily.
I'm not saying what
not
it is.
Not necessarily people.
A group of four.
Like the Four Musketeers, is it?
It's not like the Four Musketeers.
All right.
Group of four whose original names would translate as Chaser, Ambusher, Fickle, and Stupid.
Chaser, and what was the second one?
Ambusher.
And there are only four in this group.
Right.
Stupid.
And this is...
It's not four of the seven dwarves or anything.
It is
like
not.
That.
It's a set of four. It's a familiar set of four.
But you're not saying whether they're people
I'm not saying anything.
Is it the Marx Brothers?
It's not the Marx Brothers.
Chico in Italian means stupid or something
right,
like that.
Right, right.
Chaser,
Ambusher, Fickle, and Stupid.
Fickle and Stupid.
Can you at least, because it's near the end of the show, tell us if it's a, if it's people?
It's not people.
It's not people.
It's not people.
Oh. Wow.
So there are objects?
I wouldn't say that.
All right.
Ambusher? Are these, maybe they're dogs? Dog names?
They could be.
They're dog names.
No. I'm just saying they're not people.
I know, but usually when Dana says maybe the names, yes.
Let's see who knows it.
don't transpose onto Josh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me get this question out of the way quickly because it applies to today or tomorrow. What are the three top destinations for celebrating the New Year in the United States? What are the three top destinations for celebrating the New Year in the United
States? Times Square.
New York City.
Yeah, New York City.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's one.
Oh.
Branson, Missouri.
No. Now that Andy Williams is gone.
Las Vegas.
Oh,
yes.
Sure, of course.
Las Vegas. All right. What's the third one then?
San Francisco.
No. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. So the three top destinations for celebrating the New Year in the United States, Las Vegas, New York City, and what is the third?
Is the third one a city or is it a tourist attraction?
It's kind of both.
Both?
Well, you know.
Like it wouldn't be Graceland.
Disney World.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. All right, good.
But that's not a place name.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
It's based
Anaheim
the
is
city.
A place
yeah.
name.
Okay, what was the first major company to have an ad picturing a gay couple?
Ooh.
I didn't know there was any.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay.
What was the first major company to advertise in the United States with an ad featuring a gay couple?
It's a print ad?
Yes, it was a print ad, yes. I think it might have been a commercial, too, but I think it was started out as a print ad.
Hmm.
It's a major company.
Is it a non-edible item?
Yes, it is a non-edible item.
That's a good question.
Is it a pharmaceutical item?
It is not.
Okay.
It's some home furnishings kind of deal, isn't it?
Could be. Yeah.
It's the gay couple setting up the living room just so. It's Sears or
no.
or
No, it wouldn't be Sears.
No, but it's a department store kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
But it's not, yeah, it's not IKEA, is it?
It is IKEA.
Oh, I was going to say that. Yeah. Very good.
Good. Good job. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I want to guess on New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
How about spend more time with your kids?
Yes, spend more time with your family. Yes, very good.
Okay.
That's number 10.
Maybe take up a hobby?
I'll give that to you. It's learn something exciting.
Well, that's very
that's
generous
a hobby.
Of you. Thank
yeah.
you. Happy right. New Year.
It'll be more exciting than stamp collecting.
Yeah, exactly. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, this is Krishnan. The answer to the Rat Pack question is my favorite actor. Of course, it's Humphrey Bogart.
You're right.
Oh.
You're right. And it was named the Holmby Hills Rat Pack because he lived in Holmby Hills.
Right.
And if you were a reasonably good drinker, otherwise you need not apply.
Exactly. Exactly. Very good.
And I think I have the answer to the Patty Page question,
oh,
too.
Her
backup vocalists were on strike. There was a singer right. strike of some kind.
Very good. You
and,
got it.
And so her producer said, why don't you do it? And in fact, later, she started doing this more often, and she was even, the records were issued as the Patty Page Quartet.
when it's
in fact just herself.
Did you know that, or did you look it up?
I have a very good friend who goes by a single name. He has no first name. His single name is Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, guys.
Very good.
Happy New Year to all of you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, the name of the song, just to complete the answer, was Confess, but I don't quite remember that.
I don't know.
I remember Confess Then, but that's a different song, I think. I'm confessing that I love you.
Yeah. And if you'd like to join us here with a question or answer, the number is 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. You have something very quick you want to throw in, Josh?
Sure.
If you know.
No, I don't, actually. Just you probably have...
Take a call.
All right, well, let me see.
The callers are more interesting than us.
Okay, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello? There.
Are you there? Yes, hi.
Yes, I have an answer for the autograph question.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's John F. Kennedy.
No, it is not. Okay, not the top three. Somebody got Elvis, and I'm looking for two more.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Why don't you give us a hint on the autographs a little bit?
Okay, one is a musician, and one is not a performer, kind of a historical figure, and I can't give you any on the sports autograph.
Is the musician John Lennon?
Well, I'll give it to you. It says Beatles. I don't know which. Okay. Probably any Beatle would work. So that's good. So one more sort of historical figure. Contemporary historical figure, I should say.
Hmm.
And the top four Ford sports autograph.
You could tell us what sports they are.
That's a little too easy.
Is one of them Muhammad Ali?
No.
Okay.
I would think that would be one, but no, he's not here.
All right.
How about Cassius Clay?
No.
Okay.
And we do have a couple of lines open. If you want to call us quickly, 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, yeah, hi. I was wondering if the four things that you listed were the different wins.
Oh, good guess. No, they're not wins.
But that's
a good group of four.
Wins?
Okay,
thank you.
Wins.
Like W-I-N-D?
Yeah. The north, south, east, and west. Yeah.
Oh.
But that's not,
okay,
that's
not the clarinet.
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
If you think about a group of four that spend their time chasing and ambushing, and one of them is kind of stupid, it might ring a bell.
Chasing and ambushing. Keystone Cops.
No.
They're not people.
They're not people, he said,
nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, I said dogs, but you wouldn't call them stupid.
No.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Lynn with some guesses on New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Get married or have a new relationship, however it's wanted to say, one of those.
Find true love, I think, is what you're looking for.
Fall in love.
There you go.
Very
so
good.
That's the big deal. Okay, that's one.
Yes.
And then the other is something to do with a job, like a new one.
not specifically, no.
Okay. And the Rat Pack thing, I'm really upset that he went to the computer because I knew it was Humphrey Bogart.
Well, we'll give you a bell for that.
You get a bell for that, then. At least he admitted it.
I know, he did. Okay, possible to have Michael Phelps be one of the people?
The sports autographs? Yeah. No.
All right, okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Thanks. You too.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Yeah, go ahead.
Is one of them Babe Ruth?
But Dana got that. We're looking for three others. You got any other ideas?
What about Mickey Mantle?
Yes, number three, Mickey Mantle. Very good.
Right. Cool. Thank you very much. Love your show.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. I guess we should start cleaning up here. What do we got, Jerry?
Okay, well, the three forged autographs in order are Elvis, the Beatles, any of the Beatles, I guess. And the third is Neil Armstrong, interestingly enough. And the top four forged sports autographs are Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle, and Michael Jordan.
You had said basketball and baseball. That would have given it to us?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Because there's only two basketball players in the world?
Well, Michael.
No,
Jordan.
But he's the best.
Yeah. All right.
You would have guessed that.
Among the most famous.
No, I would have guessed Isaiah Thomas.
Okay, that's it.
And, yes, would you have anything?
So, I got some. The one punctuated movie that nobody thought of was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Mm.
The exclamation, the apostrophe there.
Yeah.
Daniel Akaka is going to retire from the Senate, and in his place at number one in the alphabetical roll call will be the senior senator from Tennessee.
Oh.
Lamar Alexander.
Yes. Lamar Alexander. Okay. Exactly right. And the four whose original names were Chaser, Ambusher, Fickle, and Stupid, those are the four ghosts from Pac-Man in the original Japanese version.
Very good. Oh, well.
Okay. I would not have done that. Uh-huh. Good All job. Right.
Never was into Pac-Man.
Oh, you miss out.
Needless to say.
The top New Year's resolutions in the U.S., I'll just give you all of them here. Lose weight, get organized, spend less, enjoy life, stay fit, learn something exciting, quit smoking, help others, fall in love, and spend more time with the family. Of course, we do all these other things.
I've already done that. I need
family. Yeah, okay. And the three foods you should avoid eating on New Year's because they are traditionally bad luck: lobster, crab, and chicken.
Wow.
Lobster and crab because they can walk backwards, and that is seen as bad luck because you are going backwards rather than forwards.
What's the
chicken because it scratches. Oh. It scratches backwards.
What's the ethnicity of this superstition?
I think it is probably Asian.
It sounds.
But I'm not absolutely sure about that.
Huh. Okay.
Anyway, if we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our thanks go to Jerry Nachman and, of course, Josh Cosman from The Chronicle. Thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you, Dan.
I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. So thanks to David LaTulipe and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week and have a great New Year's, everybody. Please join us in the new year. We'll be here next Sunday. Be careful and take care. Bye-bye.